Hawaii County Planning Director Michael Yee does a simple online search of short-term vacation rentals on the Big Island.
The biggest problem ones are the big party houses. Let's go for a big party house.
His department has spent endless hours in recent months fielding more than 1,000 letters from Big Island residents. All but a few are unhappy with vacation rentals in their communities.
I want to say I've read maybe 3 positive ones, and I want to say the bulk, the majority, hundreds and hundreds, are very much opposed to vacation rentals in their neighborhoods. And I think this is an important point. People were able to start vacation rentals and not have to ask their neighbors, is this a good thing for the neighborhood?
Hawaii County began barring short-term rentals from residential and agricultural communities back in April. They're now limited to resort and commercial zones, but regulators did allow exemptions and provided an opportunity for neighbors to weigh in on requests.
We took a very, what we believe to be a fair and middle-of-the-road approach. And by that I mean we allowed for the grandfathering in of previously existing short-term vacation rentals.
That's North Kona Councilwoman Karen Ioffe, who co-sponsored the law. The county aimed to balance the competing uses of its housing inventory, says Puna Councilwoman Ashley Kirkwitz.
We want to make sure that we are supporting people's rights to be entrepreneurs, but at the same time, protecting housing assets so that our local families do have affordable housing.
This approach was praised by companies like online hosting platform Airbnb. But Adam Thongsvit, the company's deputy public policy director for Hawaii, says the county's ban on future short-term rentals in residential areas should be revisited.
There's no way for Hawaii County to replenish those. And I think that's a really important part because right now, as the bill stands, you can only be a new short-term rental vacation host if you are in a commercial or resort area.
Planning Director Yi estimates that as many as 8,000 short-term rentals operate on the island, but he's only received applications for about half.
The question is how many illegal, you know, people who aren't applying that are out there. I'm not sure. My instinct tells me we're going to have, you know, a fair amount of folks that are still operating illegally.
Yi says he and his staff will likely spend the holidays reviewing these applications and letters from neighbors who are closely watching what action the county will take next. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.